time it was July 8th.
So you were there?
On page Kuf Kuf Zion. The first full paragraph, yeah, we'll just read a little bit of this again. It's a very powerful idea and tool, adding something into Shema Kolenu that's a personal need at the time. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 lines from the end of the paragraph, right in the middle, it says, Ode Iker HaToeles. In the middle of the line, 6 lines from the end of the first full paragraph in Kuf Kuf Zayin. Ode Iker HaToeles Shekoveya Belibo Kein Adam Be'ishi Yisraeli Nitan LeMikrim B'Seder HaZman Ad She'ein Tzorach Tfila. And the main benefit is that he establishes in his heart that a person, a yid, is not given over to just happenstance and whatever happens to be going on, to the degree that he doesn't need tefillah. He can forget and just think if things happen and they are what they are. It's not so ki hacharitzus v'ashkida v'apu'ula hakol sheker. There's an expression, hacharitzus sheker. Zera MS. The Ramban uses it. The Ramban says the whole story of Yosef in Mitzrayim is to show us that everything that everybody thought would happen, brothers thought they were eliminating Yosef, and every step along the way where they thought it was one thing, it was something else. Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Charitzis is like swiftness, decisiveness. So there's a phrase, I don't think it's from Chazal, I think Rishonim used it, Charitzis Sheker. Like all of the thoroughly worked out plans and things you do are not true.
Hasty plans?
What?
Hasty plans.
Not even hasty, just even the things we plan out very carefully and slowly. Spent a lot of time working on X project and Y project, and it was all going to work out. Rosh Baruch Hu could snap his fingers and he meant to go a different way. So tefillah is that we pour over everything to Hashem. We make our best effort. If they have a plan, you make a shtadlus, but we never know what it's supposed to be. So the whole idea of tefillah, which Shema Kolenu, is like an encapsulation of all of tefillah. Ki hacharitzus v'hashkida v'apu'ula hakol sheker. Swiftness, and diligence, and action, it's all sheker. And it's from Hashem. These are all paraphrases from Psukim, but from Hashem are planned out for Yid all the eventual happenings of his steps, his ways. He doesn't bang his finger down below unless there was a decree made on high. And with this tefillah, he'll take to heart Eich Achiv Olav Lishmar Pi Melech Malchei Hamlochim. How he has to guard the commands of the King of all kings, Malchus Shalom, the King of the world. Ki Akol Meito Bashkacha Pratis, because everything is from him with divine providence, special oversight. Achol Ma Shekarlo Minezek V'Tzar Akol Me Hashem. Everything that happens to him, including damage and pain, it's all from Hashem. V'chein kol ma shehailo mehervacha v'eidin v'yame Hashem. Every positive thing, gain, pleasure. V'chol she'elasa me'Hashem lo yala alibo lachatovo ki ich yivakesh me'Hashem osho lahachas bo labore. This is, Rabbi Yonah Sabjitz really takes out from tefillah like Musar messages that we wouldn't necessarily think of on our own. He said from the very beginning, Hashem Sivas Atiftah, if I'm asking Hashem to open my mouth, how can I use my mouth for anything inappropriate? So if I'm asking for all of my needs, Hashem, I'd like to make some parnasa, I'd like to have some wealth, he should be careful not to have in his mind that he's going to use his wealth for things that aren't right. How can you ask for something from Hashem and then not use it properly? The hach is both to anger him. It's an amazing statement. Therefore, a person who constantly davens to Hashem for all of his needs would not be too quick to sin. It's a it's an immunization against sin because it makes him think how this is God given. This was a present from Hashem. Everything has a gift from Hashem, so how could he use it improperly? sanctifies everything we have. Amazing idea. The Birkas Ritzei Yimsar Nafsho La Vodas Hashem, and the Bracha Ritzei, he should give over his soul for the service of Hashem. Yala Belibo, and you should think about the fact, you should think, Ilu Nekar Al Gabi Mizbeach, as if he was offered on the Mizbeach. Bis Ave Ma'od, Shi Harig Al Kiddush Hashem, Shu Ola Kolil Hashem. I don't know exactly how he means this. The words say that he should desire that his life would be taken on Kiddush Hashem, that he's a complete offering, an ola, totally burned to Hashem. He intends to be a carbon, he has to be without blemish. And if he sins with any limb, any type of aver or any limb, that's like a blemish of the carbon. If he's thinking of himself as an ola, then he's not fit. He has to fix that. Bekodem hakrovas hakarbon tzarach tshuva. Before the bringing of an offering, and he needs tshuva. V'lachein kol seder brachos utfila kodem hazeh. Therefore, all of the whole order of brachos and tefila comes before this. It says like the end. It's the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's the climax. Shitzarach v'sakin atzmo v'tshuva l'bal yirah b'almum. He has to fix himself, that there shouldn't be any blemish visible in him. This is a totally different way of looking at the bracha ritzei, and that's just talking about what happens to the basic mitzvah. We're talking about the climax of our own tefillos, and that by that point we should be fit as if we were a carbon. I mentioned the poskim say when a person says Shema Yisrael, is also supposed to think of himself being offered Al Kiddush Hashem. The Bach says it, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. This isn't tefillah. Shema Yisrael is like a higher level. Mosaro nafsho al kedushas Hashem yisbarach, when he gives his life for the kedusha of Hashem, arei in kan mum, arei sarach atayv. He's kind of saying it the other way. It also fixes. Svarim referred to kedoshim. People who are killed, God forbid, al kedush Hashem, they are kadosh because that itself is a tikkun. So he should fix himself as much as possible, but then that very quote-unquote act or that intent does the same thing. Therefore he should desire, again, I don't think he means literally, a person should be hoping that happens, but he means he should be at some level. I mean, Rabbi Akiva did say, my whole life I waited for this pasuk, when would I fulfill it? Rabbi used to say, Rabbi Shurgi used to say, Olam Haba is a great, Gan Eden's a great place, but I'm not looking to go there anytime soon. So it's like a dichotomy. It doesn't really mean looking to get killed, but he, God forbid where to be, he's ready, and at a certain level, there is a desire for that. Greatly that the avoda should return. That's where it would be a forever tikkun, a fixing. Our heart is like aching. Al hearts are sick. Al hearts yon shishamim shul and hilchubo. The mountain of Hashem that's desolate, and the foxes walk there. V'nishbas avoda. Avoda stopped. So the broken heart, he should daven that it should return, because that's the ultimate goal, the ultimate shleimus.